lesbian softball team brings in 4-9 ring a better looking couple in commercial use is correct. Phone company 138 dead as loud sneeze startles NRA meeting tree planted in man's name 9 years ago shows up at doorstep. Nervous realtor throws in second house artist overappreciated in his lifetime copy of key. Whiter city made for girlfriend aunt wants picture of cake. Glider crash quietly kills two area man asked for opinion out of pity. Imaginary friend sure knows a lot about burning down homes. Local man not sure who to take from prom this year. Turkey gobbles just as man on hunting trip tells father he's gay. From Story Flow, this is your daily audio brief. Wit, August 21st. That's the joke. Here's why it landed. 7 of them, actually. Let's get into it. First, from The Onion. Every commercial on ESPN past midnight just straight up telling viewers they have prostate cancer. Next. Second, from The Onion. Mark Zuckerberg's yacht fails to respond to maritime distress call. Hasn't he helped the world enough? Nigella Howe, sandal innovator. I lose my morality at sea, too. Matty Segura, fabric unraveler. You don't stay ultra-rich with basic acts of kindness. Herschel Morehouse, barbecue supervisor. The post, Mark Zuckerberg's yacht fails to respond to maritime distress. Call appeared first on The Onion, after a mega-yacht owned by Mark Zuckerberg failed to respond to a distress signal from a skiff that had run out of fuel. A spokesperson for the centibillionaire claimed his crew did not hear the call for help. What do you think? Up next. Third, from The Onion. Karaoke outing paints heartbreaking picture of friend practicing Morrissey impression alone. Oh no, I can picture him practicing it all by himself in his apartment, psyching himself up to debut this little performance tonight, said Lowe, who smiled at Brown despite the devastating mental image she confirmed he was evoking by loosely swinging one arm back and forth with his eyes focused on the ground in a melancholy gaze. Reno, MV wincing as he sang in a baritone voice with a slight British accent. Local woman Mary Lowe reportedly felt immense pity at a karaoke outing Thursday after she imagined her friend Matthew Brown working on his Morrissey impression alone at home. And then, fourth, from McSweeney's Internet Tendency, Nature and Yours. Underground Artists is an ongoing comic by Arlie Fitzgerald, Hungover Bear and Friends that follows woodland creatures as they create art and search out whimsy in a bleak forest. Underground Artists is an ongoing comic by Arlie Fitzgerald, Hungover Bear and Friends that follows woodland creatures as they create art and search out whimsy in a bleak forest. Next, fifth, from McSweeney's Internet Tendency. All the things my new meat glasses can do. I'm so excited my new meat glasses have arrived in the mail. I'll unwrap them and turn them over. Wow, they've really done it. You can't see the camera under the ground beef at all. In fact, they look like high-fashion glasses made of raw, grade-A ground sirloin. Still, meat glasses are so much more than that. I walk down the block with my meat glasses and ask them to identify the plant in front of me. Hey meat, what's that? Big grass, they say. Correct. It is indeed a tree. Oh no, neighbors are walking down the block toward me. They've just moved in, and I don't know their names. That's the set. Tip your podcast host on the way out back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.